Echoes of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden says the threat of nuclear Armageddon now is the highest it's been since the 1962 standoff between the U.S. and Russia over Russian missile sites in Cuba. The president telling a Democrat Party fundraiser in New York Thursday night, Russia's President Putin isn't kidding when he threatens to use tactical nuclear weapons in his invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency says it is monitoring round the clock and inspections at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine that's been hit by Russian shelling. IAEA Director Rafael Grossi.
Everybody agrees on one thing, a nuclear accident must be prevented by all means.
Grossi says all of the reactors at the plant have been safely shut down, but they must be restarted over the winter to prevent them from freezing. President Biden has signed a sweeping pardon, wiping away federal marijuana convictions for 6,500 people.
The pardon from President Biden covers all previous federal convictions of simple possession of marijuana. In a statement, the president says no one should be in jail for just using or possessing marijuana, noting federal convictions could mean Americans are denied employment, housing, and educational opportunities. President Biden is urging governors to do the same with state possession convictions. Many states have already decriminalized or legalized marijuana use. The president is directing the Attorney General and Secretary of Health and Human Services to review how marijuana is classified under federal law.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Two sources close to the investigation have told Fox News that federal investigators believe they've gathered enough evidence for federal tax charges to be filed against Hunter Biden. The case now in the hands of the U.S. attorney in Delaware. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
There's been a guilty plea from one of the defendants facing the most serious of charges from last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
North Carolina's Proud Boys leader Jeremy Bertino has pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy in connection with the attack on the Capitol January 6th. He also pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a firearm. While five other Proud Boys members have been charged with seditious conspiracy and faced trial in December, he's the first group member to plead, though some Oathkeeper members have pleaded to this charge already as well. Bertino testified to the January 6th committee that after then-President Trump said during a debate, when asked about white supremacist group activity, to stand back and stand by, their group had several more members wanting to join. Federal prosecutors indicate if Bertino cooperates with them ahead of the December trial, they may seek leniency in his sentencing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A week after Hurricane Ian struck Florida's southwest coast, despair is setting in. The medical examiner says two men in their 70s took their own lives after losing everything. Pine Island resident Joe Kushko says he understands.
North Carolina's Proud Boys leader.
Every time I hear the wind blow and a piece of aluminum shift, yeah, and it's kind of like your PTSD.
40 people were rescued from one of the barrier islands yesterday. An infamous amusement ride in Orlando is coming down.
The 400-foot-tall Orlando Freefall Drop Tower at Icon Park has been closed since March following the tragic death of 14-year-old Tyrese Sampson. Thursday, the owner of the Orlando Slingshot announced the ride will be dismantled and a scholarship will be created in the teen's name. An autopsy showed Sampson weighed 383 pounds when he died, well above the ride manual's weight limit of 287 pounds. He appears to have slipped out of his harness and plunged to his death. His family has filed a lawsuit claiming there was negligence.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.